Yeah, it's been good. Had a good week. Training's been good, and yeah, a bit less hectic than last week.
You had a lot of support from manager, a lot of support from people inside the game. What have you been told about your future as manager of Manchester United?
Nothing's changed. It's just to the end of the season, and we'll chat when that's over. But yeah, nothing's changed. My main concentration is on Sunderland tomorrow, and then after that, the remaining two games.
But what about whether Louis van Gaal's here or not? Do you see your long-term future at Manchester United as part of something new?
Again, I mean, I've got a lot to think about, whether to carry on playing, and my concentration is just on now, really, and at the end of the season, we'll see what happens. Us footballers are pretty superstitious, so yeah, suit again, I think. So, unless I'm playing.
Could do, yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Is that you've done then, do you think, for this season, if you are superstitious, or could you be tempted to get back to the
top? No, I'm still training and doing bits and pieces, so yeah, I'm still in the frame of maybe playing the remaining games or being involved in the remaining games.
When Rooney's situation is, some people think he's got a stomach bug, some people think he's got a groin injury, most people think he's going to play tomorrow. What's
a few of the lads have had a bug. Anders Lindegaard has had a bug, Wayne has, but Wayne's also got a tight groin, so obviously with the bug you've just got to be careful with that, because immune system's down a little bit. But Wayne being Wayne wants to play and wants to be involved, so we'll just monitor it over the next 24 hours.
Any other injury news?
No, Robin's been back training this week. He's looked good. Whether tomorrow's too early, we'll just see how he goes today. But yeah, he's looked really good this week.
In terms of you and playing potentially before the end of the season now, I mean, who's going to make that decision? I mean, who's going to actually tell you whether you can play, or are you going to make the decision yourself? Or is it a case of you look good in training and Nicky or Phil might say, yeah, what did you do on that?
I don't think they're going to say I didn't look good in training. but no, it's just a case of keeping myself fit, and the circumstances, hopefully, win every game, and you know, I might not get back in. The lads will be doing well, so we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah.
You still have a goal to score, haven't
you? Yeah, I mean, I'm not too fussed about it. It would be nice, but I'm not too fussed about that. Priorities have changed a little bit.
You mentioned on Saturday about things involved in management that you've not really kind of thought about. Have more of those kind of manifested themselves this weekend? And what actually is the job of being a football manager like?
Well, the only peace and quiet you do get is when you're on the training pitch. As soon as you come back in at the office, you've got meetings, you've got calls. I mean, for example, this week has just been planning pre-season, which has been testing, because obviously we've got to wait and see about the Europa League, and the Q3 for that is around about the tour time, so different permutations with that. Also, it's obviously an important time for young players, extending contracts, renewing contracts, loan players that need to come back, players that basically need the future sorting out. So yeah, it's been a lot of that this week.
I mean, you talk about you're qualified. People have mentioned that a few times. What would you do if you end up in the earliest qualifying round and have to go on tour as well?
That's what I've been going through this week. That's the taxing time. It's going to have to be, obviously, a bit of a juggling act, because a lot of the World Cup players will only just be coming back then, because they'll be given time off. And it'll be a mixture of maybe two teams, together with the World Cup lads, the younger players, and the lads who don't go to the World Cup. So, yeah, it's give me a bit of an headache that this week, trying to plan all that and trying to sort all out. But we'll see.
Right, so you've got to decide on things, as you said, at the end of the season. The city's here now. Are you enjoying it to the extent that you would like to be considered a number two to whoever comes in next season? Is that the way you need to think?
No, the way I'm thinking is I'm enjoying it, and my concentration is on tomorrow and then the remaining two games, and then, like I've just said, we'll see what happens at the end of the season. I've got to decide whether I want to play or not, so it's no point in thinking if I want to be an assistant or if I want to be a manager somewhere else, or that there's so many things to think about. So I'm just concentrating what I'm doing at the moment, because like I've just said, it's taking up a lot of the time.
Okay, last question.
Thank you very much, and you win the next three games.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, and the season on high. Do you acknowledge that it would perhaps be difficult for anybody coming in to have you as a number two? As soon as they lose a game, players, fans are going to say, well, you are Ryan. Or would you be an asset, or would you potentially undermine somebody coming in? Do you see how there could be an issue there, or could it work better?
That's in the future. I honestly don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Like I said, my concentration isn't on next season, it's on this season.
Okay, can we just have a question on Sunderland? Sorry, we really have got to move on.
Is it something of an old boys reunion, I suppose, is it, this weekend?
Yeah, there's
a number of players
that
have been linked to teammates that they've got coming across.
Yeah, it's great to see Wes and Shazy back. They're in really good form. There's Philip Bardsley as well. Yes, the service that them players have given to the club will never be forgotten. And they're brilliant players who come through the youth system. And they were great teammates.
Okay,